This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. There's a bill which would help Flint with about $144 million in the Michigan legislature. A governor's task force has called for the legislature to speed up that funding. An editorial in MLive calls on lawmakers to act with a sense of urgency. Joining me to talk about this is Speaker of the House of Representatives, Kevin Cotter. Where is this legislation to get Flint the help it needs?
Just this week, actually, we passed our first version of the budget for next year. So a little bit more work to do to finalize the budget, which we hope to do by June 1. But altogether, that would total about $100 million to this point.
So you're going to wait until the budget is final before you do this supplemental. Why the delay?
Well, I wouldn't view it as a delay at all. We've been continuing to get information coming in as to the use of the money. So the additional money that you mentioned in the supplemental, my view has been that that should be passed in parallel with the budget so that we can consider that overall spending. Obviously, $144 million is a large sum of money, and we want to make sure that we get it right. And being that it's in a supplemental and not a part of the budget, that would allow the money to get to the needed areas quicker, as opposed to waiting until October 1 when the budget takes effect.
Dr. Mona Hanna-Hattisha, who's on that governor's task force, she's considered one of the heroes in uncovering the lead contamination issue in Flint. She said emergencies don't follow budget timeline processes. Do you think Flint is an emergency?
Absolutely. It absolutely requires being addressed in an urgent manner.
So why are you waiting to follow the budget timeline process then?
But here's the thing. We have different phases in a response. First, back when we acted in October, that was an effort to, triage fashion, make sure that the harm that was done to any individuals ceased. And so we had needs that needed to be addressed immediately. And now we're looking longer term at how we fix the problem. There's a lot of discussion about replacing infrastructure and things of this nature. And that doesn't happen overnight.
Well, this funding we're talking about would do other things, such as work to make sure the children of Flint are getting the kinds of food necessary to limit the absorption of lead in the bloodstream. It would help infants and toddlers who were exposed to lead. How urgent is that kind of help for Flint?
No, but you're mischaracterizing the situation.
How?
This money that we are considering right now is for future nutritional programs. We have already funded nutritional programs. Students are getting the vitamins and minerals that they need to help mitigate the lead impact.
Is there enough funding in that to last until you guys pass a budget?
My understanding, based on the information that we have now, is that there is. If that information changes, then we would certainly take that into consideration.
You mentioned infrastructure. Construction season is here. Replacing the lead service lines is about the only thing Flint residents believe will correct the lead contamination problem. What can the state legislature do to kickstart removing these lead pipes before winter is here once again and the job becomes more difficult? Are we going to have to wait until June or later when part of the construction season is over?
It's not something that's going to happen all in one construction season. This is a massive project. The state has approved some funding. We'll be approving more. But I think the part that we're not talking about is where's the federal government?
Well, it has passed. Some funding has passed a Senate committee. We are waiting on the federal government. But the federal government has 50 states to worry about. Michigan legislature has one state to worry about. And this is the town who's having the most difficulties right now. So it's more present in our minds here, isn't it?
It's more present here, but the federal government does have responsibility here, and they're actually using this, I believe, as a political football. We have many that are talking about at the federal level, using this situation to try to show that the state somehow messed this thing up. They're not owning their own fault and not putting money on the ground as the state is.
That MLive editorial that I mentioned earlier, it indicated that there's a political football in the Michigan legislature as well. The Medicaid expansion for Flint residents, it's already been allocated by the federal government, is waiting on you guys. That's the health and behavioral services for children who've been poisoned by the lead in the water. Why hasn't that been approved?
Let me correct you again, Lester. That was approved this week in the House.
Has it been approved by the Senate?
It has not. My understanding is that it has not yet been approved in the Senate, but we're going to work that out.
How soon?
let me try to read the minds of others. I can't give you that answer, but to say that we haven't acted is inaccurate.
In your estimation, do you think the state has done everything it can to help Flint at this point?
I think we have done everything that we can at this point, but I'd say we're also working on future funding. So I think we've acted in a very timely manner. In my conversation with the mayor yesterday, we seem, both of us feel that we're working very well together. It's a good partnership.
Kevin Cotter is Speaker of the Michigan House of Representatives. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.